I'm using a diamond. I don't know if I got this from you at one time or somebody, but I have a dual band coming. Because I bought a Yaesu 991A, and then I got my FT-DX10. So that's what I bought for a 2-meter radio. I thought, what the heck? I just buy it. But I don't want to tie it up. I know you guys are talking. Somebody else, go ahead.
Man, I can't believe how you're coming in here. Yeah, no, you got that diamond for me. If you ever get rid of it, let me know.
Well, I have a new antenna coming today, so then I'll be getting rid of it because I don't need two of them.
Hey, well, do me a favor. Remember when you left here and I think you was over here and you had that long flatbed? And I think it was an antenna you got from me, and it fell off. And I don't know if it was on State Road or where it was, but you got out of the car, and you're trying to flag traffic, you know, but they kept on coming, and I guess a woman ran over it.
Yep, I remember that day.
It wasn't good, but the way you told it was funny. But on that diamond, if you can, whether you're going to take it apart or whatever, and maybe put it in your barn till I'm ready.
Yeah, I just put it back up in the rafters. That's where it's been for the last couple of years.
Yeah, I got one.
Sounds beautiful from here, KF8BDD. This is Jeff.
Like to have that for a backup if anything happens.
No problem. Yep. All right. I'll let you. I'm just going to listen a little bit. Are you guys out here every day on this one?
Generally, we're on 28305, but this morning we got talking about repeaters and maybe getting a repeater. And there's enough guys on 305 where we could actually have our own club and have like our own repeater. So, yeah, it can very well be, on this one.
All right, well, I don't know what's going on with my hex beam. I can tune my 10-meter wire on the hex beam on the radio, but my antenna tuner won't tune it if I use the amp. It's weird. I don't know what's going on. But I'll let you guys get back at it. I was just spinning around playing with this radio because I just programmed it the other day. And I heard you, so I thought I'd have to mess with you.
Well, God, let me tell you, it is really, really, really good to hear you.
All right, and I do have that ICOM here. Don't be surprised, because being on second shift, it's hard to do anything, but if someday you go out and get the mail, there might be a radio in your mailbox, because it might happen after midnight. I don't know.
Well, why don't, instead of making a special trip or something, why don't you wait till maybe you're in the area?
That don't happen very often. You're an hour away now.
Yeah, but you've lived up in Cairo all this time. That's how far it is, an hour from us?
Yeah, you're 60 miles now. That's how far you are.
Oh, okay. Well, I never thought about that.
All right, I'll let you guys at it. I'll talk to you later. You know how to get hold of me, K8LBG. Nice hearing from you, Jeremy. Take care.
Yeah, Greg, nice hearing from you, too. We'll listen out here more if you want to get out here. I'll listen for you. I'm usually got the 2-meter going.
Okay, I'm on second shift probably the rest of my life now, so this is my new schedule. So you guys go at it. I'll talk to you another day.
Have a good one, KE8URV.
Hey, Greg, good hearing you. and hope the kids are doing good, and talk to you later. K8LBG, N8RHK, 73 for now. Good morning.